And now presenting a scene from Juno with Actorman and Gail.
Wow, that shirt is working hard.
Is Vanessa here?
Nah, we're safe.
Cool.
Come on, I have something for you.
Well, Mark, is this the baby's room? It's beautiful.
Hilarious. No, I just keep all my old comics down here, and I want to show you one of them.
Oh, God, you're one of those guys?
You're gonna like this, I promise. Here it is.
Most fruitful Yuki? What is... Oh my God, she's a pregnant superhero!
Isn't that great? I got it when I was in Japan with my band. She reminds me of you.
Wow. I actually feel like a little less of a fat dork now.
Hey, Most Fruitful Yuki is a badass, man. You should be proud to be in the same condition.
Okay, how about some tunes? Now, this first one is kinda slow, but it's Mott the Hoople, so it's still totally rad and hardcore. What?
I actually know this one.
You do?
Yeah. This song's older than me. Well, if you can believe that. I danced to it at my senior prom.
That's almost interesting, Mark. Who'd you dance with?
Her name was Cynthia Vogel, and she was a good dance partner. Even let me put my hands on her butt.
Oh man, I can just picture you slow dancing like a dork.
No. I put my hands on your waist, then you put your hands around my neck. That's how we did it in 88.
Okay. Like this?
You've never been to a dance, have you?
Only squares and nerds go to dances.
What are you?
I don't know.
I feel like there's something between us.
I'm leaving Vanessa.
What?
It's just not working out. But I'm getting my own place in the city. And I've got it all planned out. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time.
No!
No?
No. No, you definitely cannot do that, Mark. That's a big fat sack of no!
What's the matter?
This isn't what we agreed on. You guys have to take care of this. You are the chosen custodians of the big-ass bug.
But I thought you'd be cool
if... I want you guys to adopt the buglet. I wanted everything to be perfect, not shitty and broken like everyone else's family. Listen, once I have the baby, Vanessa is going to finally be happy and everything will be all right. Believe me on this one.
A baby is not going to fix everything. Besides, I don't even know if I'm ready to be a father.
But you're old.
How do you think of me, Juno? Why are you here?
I don't know. I just like being your friend. I sort of liked becoming furniture in your weird life.
This is what my life has become. Stuff in boxes, stuff underground. Is that so appealing to you?
Yeah, I guess. Is this my fault? Is Vanessa mad at you because of me?
That's not the point. We're just not in love anymore.
Yeah, but didn't you love Vanessa when you married her? If you love someone once, you can love them again. I know it. My friend Leah has gone out with the same guy like 4 times. You're just not trying.
I'm such an idiot. I can't even believe what an idiot I am.
Just please don't get a divorce. God, Mark, do me a solid and stay with your wife.
God, you're so young.
Not really. I'm 16. I'm old enough to tell when people are acting like total a-holes. Oh, and by the way, I bought another Sonic Youth album, and it's the worst thing I've ever heard. It's just noise, man.
Are you recording?
Uh-huh.
Chagachi, let's please write a scene with a character named Tommy next week for Gail to play off of. It can be like a continuation of Tommy proposing.
Okay.
That's like my favorite moment from the auditions was Tommy proposing again.
And then he proposed.
I will always remember that.
Yeah. That was great.
So, anyway, after monologues, I've been really listening. After monologues and after mixing, I've been really listening for who sounds like they're actually having a conversation when they're submitting lines, because apparently not everybody is great at that. But you two both did really well, mm-hmm. so kudos. I haven't seen Juno, so I have no concept of the characters or what's going on, other than, I mean, I know a little bit about the Juno character, but Gail, your pregnant superhero line and your hee-yah lines were really, really funny.
Yes!
And
I'm sorry.
You did an
totally
excellent job of
that.
Sounding naive and teenage, and you impress me more and more every week, and that makes me happy. By the way, just going back to this whole me talking over you thing, Trick-or-Treat.
Yeah.
Half the time, I can't hear you talking because your phone is so crappy.
Oh, no, it's actually because I have my phone under my chin. So here, let me move it. Yeah. Can you hear me better?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you, and I can actually understand what you're saying, but a lot of times when I talk over you or when I don't say anything when you're talking for, like, a long time, it's because I don't understand what you're saying.
That's okay.
I feel much better now.
No, it's cool.
Anyway, Actor Man, I thought the I'm Leaving Vanessa confession could have sounded a little bit more, like, confessional sounding. It was like, hey, I'm leaving Vanessa. I don't know. I didn't care for that. But other than that, I thought you guys both did a good job. I'm just being nitpicky because I can be.
We're supposed to be nitpicky. It's supposed to be like getting down to.
Yeah. I mean, because we're eliminating 10 people this week, and then next week we're basically cutting you guys in half.
Ugh.
So we have to make sure we get the best 12.
Yes.
But you two will probably be around to be cut in half later, so it's all good. I'm done.
Let's see here. You both gave me 3 takes, which was awesome, by the way. Gail, you gave me a really good variety on at least half the lines. I don't know, I stopped, like, paying attention at some point because I was tired. But, yeah. And then Actor Man, every single time you laughed, like, I got this little warm feeling in my heart because you have a very heartwarming laugh. Anyway,
Like Santa.
What? Like Santa.
Like Santa.
The only line in which I was unhappy with the takes was when you gave me, like, every possible way to say what are you, besides a very matter of fact, a very inquisitory, what are you? Or what are you? Or something like that. But you gave me, what are you? Like, variations on that. And I was like, that's not necessarily my understanding of the line, but whatever, I'll keep it. Gil, your kia was the most adorable thing on the face of the planet.
Gail is awesome. I'm convinced. I'm glad we took Gail because I believe we were on the fence about it.
Uh-huh.
In the auditions. I'm really glad she's on the show.
Yeah, yeah. She's continuously just showing off, basically.
I knew, I mean, I could hear in my head last week when I had her playing, like, the snotty employee.
Uh-huh.
I could hear that. I knew she'd do well at that. But then, like, this being, like, a naive, kind of sweet character, I was iffy about until
really?
I heard it. She did.
Because I think,
really
I think Gail's niche is, like, any type of young character, because she does possess a good amount of acting talent, and so, like,
that's true.
She totally rocks at the younger types, and so, yeah, I was very happy with her.
I think Gail could be the female Motley Fool. Like, maybe she can play anything. We need to see play a gay mental patient.
Well, I don't know, if we give her anything older than, like, 30, I think it'll sound weird.
Maybe, we'll see. Maybe we'll make her do that with Tommy.
I don't think so. I think she might hurt us.
Tommy proposing 20 years later, the sequel. I'm getting off track, go ahead.
I didn't really have anything else. Yeah, the Leaving Vanessa confession could have been better. I honestly don't have much to say, because I liked it.
Trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
Tommy proposed again.
I'm hanging up on you, Dylan, if you do that again.
Okay, are we done?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, you know, this, like, takes me 2 minutes to do, and I don't have to think about anything, and I can just do it. No wonder Dylan does it like this all the time. Next up is a scene from Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, starring our immune pair, Kawaii Bleach, and Pole Position.
You're 5 minutes away. Just hang in there. Harry? Hello? Are you with me?
I'm here.
Just talk to me. Our mascot, back in school. What the hell was it? You remember?
Whitey. The White Knight. Suppose it's better than calling him Nighty, then he'd be Nighty Night pretty soon. The mascot's named Tata or Toodles, and then you're really...
Harry, that's them. 12 o'clock. Look. You said a black guy and a white guy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's them. Get the plate. Call the cops.
I will. I will. Let me find a pen.
Whatever. Watch the road. Hello? What are we doing? Are we slowing down?
I was leaning over to get a pen.
Harmony, you are not following them. Please tell me you're not...
I'm taking you to the hospital.
Well, I hope so.
It's just there on the way is all.
Do not follow them.
I'm not. You want to go another way? Because I don't know about me, but they're headed for the hospital.
Well, speed up.
You just told me to get the plates. Sheesh, beat him up and he gets grouchy.
Straight. We go straight.
I know that. Silver Lake Boulevard. Holy shit, Perry's Steakout.
Excuse me?
Perry's Steakout. He said Silver Lake, didn't he?
What's that got to do with anything?
It's a setup. Steakout. They set him up. They're going after Perry.
Oh, wait a second. My finger's hanging off. We gotta move on this.
Sure. Meanwhile, they're murdering Perry.
Maybe. It's a street. They can go left, right. Maybe they're going to the damn movies.
You want
to
take that chance? Look, we'll go save Perry. We'll do it really quickly. Then we'll go fix your finger.
But...
I'll be incredibly fast. I promise. Hey, Perry, look out. Boom. Back in the car. Cool. Cool. Huh. Bingo. They're on foot. If I leave you the keys, can you drive yourself?
Yes. Yes, I can. Go.
All right. Thanks. I got the gun you gave me.
You what?
Gotta go.
You recording?
Mm-hmm.
Pole position, you sound so much like Chandler to me now, and I can't listen to you in anything. My phone just hit the ground. I can't listen to you in anything and not think about Chandler. So it's like Chandler in all these crazy situations, like this time Chandler's finger was hanging off. And that's not like a knock on your acting, though, because your acting is really good. You just have a similar voice to me. And then Kawaii, didn't we ask her to resubmit in her auditions? Was she one of the ones?
Yeah, she did, and she did.
Because you're like one of the stronger female actresses on the show, so it really makes me question our judgment in auditions, because you're like so awesome now. I'm just glad you're on the show.
This is the second female that, you know, didn't submit necessarily a monologue that impressed us, but who is one of the better females.
Yeah, her and Gail.
Yeah.
They should be like BFFs. You two are both immune this week, so you guys could have totally sucked and it wouldn't have mattered, but this was one of the better scenes, I think, on Trekatree's team.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's what I think, and that's all I have to say about it.
I ran out of sound effects, or this would have sounded better, guys. Sorry about that.
Shut up. Mine are going to sound so crappy.
That was one sound effect, Dylan. One. Anyway. It was funny, because with Pole Position's sound quality, it sounded like he was in the trunk.
Yeah, he was in the trunk of the car.
That occurred to me, like, halfway through listening. I'm like, goddamn.
I love Pole Position sound quality.
I hate it when I want to put it in, like, I don't know, a pirate situation.
Well,
luckily he was stuck in a hole for quite some time, and I got away with putting an echo effect on it. Anyway.
Next week we'll just write a scene where he's in an elevator shaft.
Yeah, we'll just put him in scenes where we can take advantage of his
we can work around
bad sound quality.
Yeah. He can be Tommy in the elevator shaft. I'm done. Okay, sorry about that.
And Tommy proposed to me.
Tommy,
again.
Stop opposing. Okay.
Anyway, so for the trivia, sorry, things that actually have to do. Pole Position did 3 takes, as did. Oh my god, why did I write Harmony instead of Kawaii Bleach? Anyway, Kawaii
You're
Bleach.
An idiot. Is her name Harmony?
Also did 3. What?
Is her name Harmony?
No, her character's name is Harmony.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, all I have to say on how you sent me your lines was Pole Position. You gotta start, like, sending the lines how I request them. You keep doing it Pole Position, _ character name, _ number. Which is really annoying!
Yeah. Chucky anyway. Is very anal about the line names. I don't care as much as she does about that particular thing, but I can understand why she would.
But it makes it go so much faster when everything is homogenized. I'm just saying. I'm all for creative expression, but labeling your lines is not a time for creative expression.
Maybe if he wasn't locked in the trunk, he'd be able to see a little better to label his lines.
That might be it.
You can't fault him for being locked in the trunk.
It was weird because I think you did a noise reduction on it or something, because all of a sudden, line 23, your crappy background noise decided to go, hey, look at me, I'm here, hi.
Well, the scene was so good it wanted to get involved.
Apparently. You really
credit that as the third character.
And then, Kawaii, you spoke very quickly, which is okay for your character, but sometimes it was a little too quickly and didn't, like, express enough, so, that was somewhat rar, but at the same time, you gave me enough good takes, so it's all cool.
I hate both of them after their little performance at the top of the show.
I love them for it. I think
so. I hope they both get eliminated, but they can't because they're immune.
Oh yeah, and then another thing. When you would do two-part lines, you would say the first part, and then you would do the second part, and then you would do it again for your second and third takes. But your second and third takes would the first part would change, but then the second part would sound like nearly exactly the same. It was just really weird. I don't actually have any real critique on this, by the way. Hence the reason I'm going over things I noticed while I was editing.
All the boring stuff.
My favorite part in this is when Pole Position says, Whitey the White Knight, suppose it's better than calling him Nighty, then he'd be Nighty Knight. And, like, I liked all your takes of that. That was a great moment for me. Unfortunately, it was only four lines in. But the rest of it was cool, too. So it's all good. I'm done.
Okay.
And one last scene. Starring, Pip-Boy and, Mina-chan was originally supposed to do this, but there was a problem with her lines. So she had to drop. And it was, like, obnoxiously last minute, so I didn't have time to find. Anyway, yeah, the other person started me.
Now I remember why I haven't gone anywhere in months. I'm not even in the same universe as those creatures back there. Might as well be from another planet.
We just need to figure out a place where you can meet somebody who isn't a total idiot, that's all.
I really appreciate your help, Enid, but let's face it, this is hopeless.
It's not hopeless.
Yeah, well, it's simple for everyone else. Give them a Big Mac and a pair of Nikes and they're happy. I just can't relate to 99.9% of humanity.
Yeah, well, I can't relate to humanity either, but I don't think it's totally hopeless.
But it's not totally hopeless for you. I'm not even in the same universe as those creatures back there.
You just need someone who isn't a complete idiot, that's all.
I've had it. I don't even have the energy to try anymore. You should make sure you do the exact opposite of everything I do so you don't end up like me.
I'd rather end up like you than those people at that stupid bar. At least you're an interesting person. At least you're not exactly like everyone else.
Hooray for me! I'm not sure if I have anything to drink. There might be
it
some...
It doesn't matter. I'm not staying long. I just wanted to make sure I convince you not to give up yet.
Yet.
Wow, this is so cool.
If you don't mind my asking, why do you care so much if I get a date or not?
I don't know. Because I can't stand the idea of a world where a guy like you can't get a date. What the fuck, Seymour? What is this?
What? Oh, the painting. I borrowed that from work about 15 years ago. I guess it's mine, huh?
So, what? Are you a Klansman or something?
Yeah, right. I am a Klansman. Thanks a lot. Do you know the Cook's Chicken franchise?
Four-piece Cook's Special, deep-fried with side and slaw. It's outrageous!
Yeah, well, Cook's is just a made-up name. When they originally opened back in 1922, they were named the Coon Chicken Inn. That's an early painting of the first logo. I'm obsessed with all this stuff. This lost culture of the 20th century? Got the progression of the logo's transformation right here.
Why doesn't everybody know this?
It's ancient history. Same reason nobody knows about this Lionel Belasco record. Actually, I was a whole lot more interested in this Cook's phenomenon when I was about your age. I've kind of lost interest since I've been working for them.
You work at Cook's Chicken?
For 19 years.
What, are you a fry hook or something?
Nothing so glamorous. Actually, I'm an assistant manager at their corporate headquarters.
Jesus. I'd go nuts if I had to work in an office all day.
Hey, I get some good benefits, a good early retirement plan. Nobody even bothers me.
Yeah, but still.
I make enough money to eat and buy old records. What more do I want?
So, I don't really get it. Are you saying that things were better back then? Even though there was stuff like this?
No. In lots of ways, things are better now. I don't know. It's complicated. Everybody still hates each other, but they know how to hide it better, or something.
Hey, can I borrow the painting?
What? Why?
I promise I'll take good care of it.
I don't know. They're very sensitive at work about all this stuff. Maybe it'd be better
if... Don't you trust me, Seymour?
Are you recording?
Uh-huh.
That was Chuck-E-Tree's acting debut in an entire scene.
I hope it never happens again.
Cook special. Forbes Cook special.
It's outrageous.
Tommy proposed again. It's outrageous. That was my favorite line of yours, the outrageous.
Okay,
anyway,
Pip-Boy,
you're a great actor. The one note I have for you this week, and I'm going to give several people on my team this note too, make sure you enunciate, because there are times when you will sort of slur your words, and it's hard to understand you a little bit. But that was my only note, because this scene was good. I'll be real, my team sucks a lot more this week than your team, Chuck-E-Tree. Not sucks, but your team is a little bit better than my team this week as far as their scenes, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah.
I took no notes on this because I was editing it last minute since Mina had to drop because she sent me her files as shortcuts instead of the actual files. Shortcuts, by the way, for future reference for anyone who sent me a .lnk, shortcuts hold no information in them. Therefore, anything you have in them is unrecoverable. All it does is link you from one point of your desktop to another. Anyway... I'm really sorry, Mina.
They do that, and I've had people send me their lines as Audacity project files, which I cannot open in my Audacity.
You can't?
No.
That's really weird.
Well, I can open my own project files, but I can't open other people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tried opening one of Renee's lines on Audacity.
Yeah,
they
don't
work. Yeah, you guys,
so
when we say send them as MP3s, we're dead serious about that. It's your own fault if we can't open them.
I will personally, I'll take a wave if it comes down to it, but I don't want anything but waves or MP3s.
Yeah, waves and MP3s, that's all. Preferably MP3s.
Preferably MP3, yes.
Cause,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah, my reasoning for MP3s is because if it's a wave, I have to change it to an MP3 anyway, so that's an extra step I don't need.
Exactly.
What did I have to say about this? Oh, yeah. You put a noise reducer on your lines, and I can tell because it had that magical twinkly effect in the background of it, all your lines.
Like pixie dust.
Yeah, and if you're going to noise reduce, you really need to enunciate, because noise reduction always kills your, enunciation. Always. A lot of this, as I was going through it and, picking out lines and stuff, I don't know, I didn't have, I wasn't really attached to a lot of the lines, and that made me sad, because I actually, I don't know, Dylan really likes you as an actor, but this is the second week in a row where I've just sort of thought of you as a little wooden, or something.
No, I loved Pip-Boy last week. This week... Maybe it wasn't his best, but Pip-Boy last week was amazing, in my opinion.
It worked better last week because he was supposed to be in control. But this week, Seymour's a very whiny character. And you came off as more, bored or just hopeless. And yeah, Seymour's hopeless, but at the same time, he wants so desperately to be involved in life. Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe it's just that Steve Buscemi is just so cool that, like, I can hear him saying every single one of these lines without having seen this movie in quite some time. Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. This has nothing to do with your scene, but your immunity challenge entry was probably my second favorite, so...
Yeah, your immunity challenge was pretty awesome.
And I think that your girlfriend should totally have been in acting because she's better than half the people on the show. Just saying. Just nice. Saying. Alright, but as far as the scene goes, I've said all I have to say about it. I think you'll be around. If we're not giving you any, like, major critiques, you should feel good. Like, I think you should feel like you're probably going to be around.
It's not quite far enough into the competition where us not saying anything particularly fantastic about your performance will hurt you. So do better next time.
But then, like, if you don't get through this round, we're going to feel like douchebags. So don't take us at our word. But.
Yeah, we don't have a clue as to how this is going to end.
No, we don't.
That's all.
Are we done?
Yeah.